We had one reality on which everything else in the world depends. The reality of the infinite and all-powerful and beautiful God. You're living in a world which is immersed in the things of this world. How we need the gift of wisdom. Be gone. As I've been saying, these are not meant to be lectures here on the gift of wisdom. It's a retreat. The gift of wisdom is possessed by everyone who is in the state of grace. But we need to grow in this gift. And I have three recommendations for cultivating or growing in this gift of wisdom. First, to state them. Long for wisdom, beg for wisdom, pursue wisdom. We long, as the expression goes, for something that we know is good. How we need to long, crave, desire, want to grow in this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, which, I repeat, enables us to enjoy more deeply than anything else in this world. You might say the Beatitudes are eight expressions of the gift of wisdom. Each of the Beatitudes begins with the word blessed. Any New Testament which begins the Beatitudes with the word happy or how happy are they who is not a good Catholic translation. Because the word blessed, and it's spelled in English, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, blessed. Blessedness is supernatural joy. Hear it. Know your happiness. You can be happy in eating a good meal, or having a good night's sleep, or watching a ball game. A blessedness is that supernatural joy that only God can give. And every single one of the eight Beatitudes, one after the other, is in contradiction to the philosophy of this world. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And the closing beatitude that has kept me sane over the years. Blessed are you when men persecute you, when they calumniate you, when they speak all manner of evil against you for my sake. Next verse. Rejoice and be glad. Because that's the way they treated the prophets before you. You mean we're supposed to be happy by meeting with rejection, opposition, persecution? Yes. Oh, autobiographical I can be. We need the gift of wisdom. I don't hesitate saying, even to remain sane, especially in today's what word shall I use? Devil dominated society. I am quoting, and I think I've shared on some occasion with you before, what the chief exorcist of Rome told me in a conversation I had with him some time ago. He tells me there are up to 15 exorcisms in one day in the city of Rome, coming, of course, from different parts of Europe. How come we don't have these in the United States? Oh, he said, Father, the United States is dominated by the evil spirit. Oh, how many hours I could speak, how much I could say. The first way to grow in this gift of wisdom is to long for it. Secondly, beg for wisdom. Ask our Lord, Lord Jesus, give me the joy that you want me to experience in seeking you, in knowing you, in doing your will, no matter what price I have to pay naturally. The whole retreat, and not just the 4 days more or less we are spending together, but 40 days, are the two kinds of joy in this world, the natural joy and the supernatural joy. And I have to say it, the price of experiencing the supernatural joy, which is what the gift of wisdom provides us with, is to sacrifice and surrender natural joy. Otherwise known as the cross. Thirdly, how do we cultivate this gift of wisdom? By pursuing it. We are making a retreat, as we said at the beginning, by now we all know, first in the mind to find out what in my life is not all that it should be. I can say this for myself, you can say this for yourselves. What change, what improvement, shall I say, what reformation does my life need? It's the mind. Be honest. Face the facts. For the second purpose of a retreat, having found out with God's grace what I need in my life to be more faithful and generous with God than with my will, to choose and keep choosing, which means resolving to be more generous in doing God's will, watch it, no matter what price I have to pay in sacrificing my own will. And we therefore will grow in the gift of wisdom as we pursue what we know is pleasing to God, no matter how, I don't say just displeasing, or unwelcome, but positively, and I mean this, positively painful it may be to me. And I'm sure by the time of this meditation, you already define pain. Remember, pain is whatever is contrary to our wills. And the gift of wisdom, I assure you, He'll provide us with such joy as we may never have yet experienced in life. Well, the key, all I can do is repeat the words, our Lord must provide you with the grace to put these words into practice. In other words, what does God want me to do that I find unpleasant? And then, hear it as I choose more and more generously what is pleasing to God, He will reward me. I swear, He will reward me with such joy as maybe I've never yet experienced in my life. This is the secret of the saints. And why the church canonizes saints? Two reasons. To assure us that human beings like us have made it to heaven. Every canonization of a saint, hear it, is an infallible declaration that the person canonized is in heaven. But the second reason is to inspire us to follow the example of the saints. And how deeply and dearly they paid. Paid in what? Paid in the coins of this world. But already you on earth, they have, shall I say, pre-experienced the joys that await us. God is all wise. He wouldn't be who He is if He did not give us here on earth a foretaste of the joys of heaven. And that's what the gift of wisdom is all about. Wisdom, hear it, is not mainly in our intelligence. Wisdom is not mainly in our learning. Wisdom is not mainly the fruit of our education. Wisdom is not mainly the result of prolonged study. Wisdom is not that possessed by mental geniuses. Wisdom is a supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. A person may be, and I mean what I'm saying, so many. The average in America is 5 million each year attending college or university. I mean what I'm saying. So much of this education is worse than wasted effort. It will fill the mind, dare I say, clog the mind with knowledge of the things of this world, and deprive that same mind of the knowledge of God and the will of God. Lord, how we need to know your will every moment of our day. And if we know God's will with our mind, which is the gift of wisdom, and that embrace his will, we shall be happy. Everyone else, and I mean this, is unhappy. Only God knows. But I believe the United States is one of the most unhappy nations in the world. I have dealt with too many people. I know too many bishops, priests, religious, too many fathers and mothers, too many teenagers, too many college students, as I've said, I'm sure, more than once. A president of the senior class at Western Michigan University coming to me on Easter Tuesday, Easter holiday for the whole week after Easter. Came to my office and said, Dr. Harden, that's my alias. Dr. Harden, I just thought I'd come in and tell you I'll not be in class next Monday. Where are you going? Said, I don't know, but this Friday I am taking my life. Six attempted suicides in 2 weeks among my students. Some I kept alive, like this young man. Some I did not. The things of this world do not make us honest or godly happy. What then is this gift of wisdom? It is a gift which enables us to see everything through the eyes of God. That's not pious verbiage. The gift of wisdom enables us to judge everything through the providence of God. The noun providence comes, of course, from the verb provide. God provides us constantly with opportunities to enjoy deep down inside of ourselves even the most painful experiences, shall I add, even the most painful persons. I presume at least some of you, if not most of you, have some painful persons in your lives. I should have them in mine. Do you mean we are to enjoy painful people? Yes. The gift of wisdom enables us to accept everything as coming from the loving hands of God. Oh, the faith this takes to be told by my Jesuit superiors, John, we can no longer take your theology. To be sent a manuscript back from my Jesuit superiors. Unapproved for publication. All I wrote was, what the Catholic Church teaches, that's all. The gift of wisdom enables us to foresee, and we make the retreat not for the past but for the future, to foresee everything, and leading us to God. The gift of wisdom enables us to hear it, admire everything as a gift of God. The gift of wisdom enables us to love everything, watch it according to the love of God. What a doctrine we all need. What a doctrine we all need in the gift of wisdom. And I repeat, I finished my university education with an undergraduate degree when I entered the Society of Jesus. And 15 more years study, and more study, and still more study. But the one education we all need is to be taught by God, to be taught by Him, and I mean this, to see Him, recognize Him, identify Him, and then that universal in everyone, in everything in our lives, no matter how humanly and therefore naturally unpleasant or painful it may be. Lord Jesus, you identified yourself as the truth. How we need the gift of wisdom to see you in kind of truth in every situation, in every circumstance in our lives, by ourselves we cannot do this. We beg you, give us the light we need always to see you in all ways in which you want us to love you. Amen. Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or call area code 773-773-773.